I've been waiting for this moment for so long. An answered prayer, I know you are the one. I give to you my heart and soul, with a love that will never grow old. In my life I can see that you were made for me. You'll be there to catch me if I fall. All the days I have prayed, and the love that I have saved, with this ring I'm giving you my all.
Welcome to the wedding ceremony of Jeff and Maddie. Jeff and Maddie want to thank each of you for joining us today and participating not just in today's ceremony, but in their lives. As we gather, we have come to observe a sacred celebration. It's sacred because marriage was given to us by God Himself. Genesis 1 and 2 reveal that marriage was the first human relationship, and that the giving of the first woman to the first man was the final act of God in the creation of the world. This gives marriage a holy priority. It is to be viewed as a great treasure that is both to be defended and displayed. It is a celebration because we have here a young man and a young woman who desire to follow God's plan for their lives. And we rejoice to see them follow that plan as they pursue becoming one through this gift from our Creator. We stand today as witnesses to their declaration of a covenant of love and faithfulness to each other. Our duties do not end today, however, because it is the responsibility of this community, their family and friends, to support their commitment to each other from this day forward. To that end, I ask you, as a body of witnesses, to declare your commitment to this marriage. I will read a declaration of our commitment, and if it is your desire to make this commitment to Jeff and Maddie, please respond by saying, "We will." Will we, as a body of witnesses gathered today to observe the exchange of vows between Jeff and Maddie, commit to supporting and protecting their marriage for as long as they both shall live? We will. Let us pray. Our Lord in heaven, we praise you, our Creator, the one who fashioned us and who gave us life. We thank you for your great love and for the wonderful grace that you have demonstrated to us through your good gifts. We are here today to celebrate one of your most remarkable gifts of all, the gift of marriage. In your wisdom, you declared that it is not good for us to be alone, and you designed a solution so we don't have to be. As we experience this sacred ceremony today and the uniting of a man and a woman, Jeff and Maddie, may we be reminded of your goodness. As we consider their love for each other, may it be a picture of the love of Christ for us. As we witness their vows, may they remind us of your faithfulness. Lord, as we observe their hope, may we reflect on the hope only you can provide. We want this wedding ceremony to bring you glory, through the spoken words that declare your truth and through the actions that portray your faithful love. And we want Jesus Christ, our Savior and Sustainer, to be praised, for he alone is worthy of all glory, honor, majesty, and power. It is in his name and by his will that we pray. Amen. You may be seated. When God created the first man and the first woman, God himself gave the woman to the man. In recognition of this divinely ordained stewardship of parents for their children, it has been the Christian pattern that we imitate this giving in our wedding ceremonies. So I ask the question, who gives this woman to be married?
Her mother and I.
If you then, Jeff and Maddie, have freely and deliberately chosen each other as partners in this holy estate, and know of no just cause why you should not be so united, in token thereof, please join your right hands. And Jeff, do you take Maddie to be your lawfully wedded wife? Do you promise to fulfill all the duties of a husband, providing for her needs to the best of your ability, to be true to her in every word, thought, and deed, and to love and cherish her while life shall last?
I do.
Maddie, do you take Jeff to be your lawfully wedded husband? Do you promise to fulfill all the duties of a wife, to love him, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, submitting yourself unto him as unto the Lord while life shall last?
I do.
Then are you given to each other in a lifelong covenant of love and faithfulness. It is an honor for me today, Jeff and Maddie, to charge you from God's word. I want to give glory to God for his work of developing holiness in your lives. A Christian marriage must find its foundation in the gospel. The fact that we are all sinners means that, left to our own devices, we will all fail miserably in our relationships. The more significant the relationship, the greater the potential for disaster. And there's no human relationship as significant as marriage. Only the truth that Jesus Christ died to take our punishment for sin and to give us his righteousness can provide a foundation for a marriage where two truly can become one. As you have both trusted in the work of Christ as payment for your sin and received his righteousness in return, you now have the power within you that created all things and that gives life to all. That power is at work to continue to transform your lives, setting you apart to bring glory to God as you increase in your holiness before him. The pursuit of holiness will be an important part of your marriage relationship. As you pursue God's design in your marriage, it will result in much joy and happiness. You will find that God's plans are flawless, that his standards are liberating, and that his gifts are delightful. You'll also find that his plan for your marriage is to continue his refining work in your lives. To accomplish this, he's laid out in his word some key commands and practices for your marriage. The first key command is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 24. It says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Today, you will both take the final steps to leave the households of your parents, and together you will form a new household. And together, you will take another step of independence, taking on new roles together as you establish this new family. This is as God intended. This is one of the few commands that God established even before sin entered the world. Yours should be a household sanctioned and established by God himself, and as such, we come to a second key command in Scripture. This marriage is not to be dissolved by anyone other than God himself. Malachi 2:16 says, "For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce." Matthew 19:6 states, "What God has joined together, let not man separate." In making these vows to each other this day, you are entering into a covenant for the rest of your lives. It is a covenant towards which you must both direct all of your energy and resources to protect and fulfill. We live in a world that views marriage relationships as disposable, but that is not God's value. God desires that you become one, fulfilling his design for husband and wife, united as one before him for the rest of your lives. And so we come to the third key command of Scripture. This command is that both of you will fulfill your design in marriage. Jeff, for you this comes with the charge to lead and to love your wife. Ephesians 4:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her." You are the head of this new household. Under Christ, you are to lead Maddie in this new family. You must remember that the goal of your leadership is to spiritually build up your wife. You are a tool in the hands of God as he continues to sanctify Maddie. Leadership requires courage. This kind of leadership is dependent on courage that is forged by obedience to and confidence in the Word of God. You have to carry out this leadership with love. The kind of love that Christ demonstrated in going to the cross for his bride, the church. It's a love that sacrifices everything for the sake of his beloved, that looks beyond the present circumstances to God's promise for the future. and that depends on the strength of the Holy Spirit to carry out this endeavor. You cannot do it alone. It is only through God's provision of His Word, His Spirit, and the body of Christ that you'll be able to do this. Therefore, it is of utmost importance that your leadership and your relationship be continually built upon the Word of God, that you daily seek God's enablement through the Holy Spirit, and that you remain vitally connected to the body of Christ. Maddie, this charge for you requires that you submit to Jeff's leadership. Ephesians 4:22 says, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord." Biblical submission carries a couple of qualities that our world often fails to recognize. First, it is a chosen response. You will daily need to make the choice to submit to Jeff's leadership, even when it seems that his choices may be seriously flawed. Second, it is a humble response. Biblical submission is willing to lay aside its own ambitions and desires for the sake of the leader. And finally, it is a courageous response. There will be times when his decisions may lead to your personal discomfort, but you can be assured that no matter his decisions, he cannot bring anything into your life that God does not know and cannot heal. Even as Jeff learns to lead courageously and lovingly, you will need to learn to submit courageously and completely. You too will need to be guided by God's word, empowered by his spirit, and connected to the body of Christ in order to be successful in this relationship. This day, God desires to begin a beautiful new family. He wants to unite both of you into one, and through you, he will demonstrate his holiness, his grace, and his glory to a world that's watching. As you live out this charge, you will retell the gospel as you demonstrate the love of Christ and the submission of Christ. You'll be a light to the world, shining brightly of the beauty, wisdom, and power of the cross, and you'll enjoy God's first gift to mankind, this wonderful gift of marriage. Jeff, would you repeat after me? I, Jeff, take you, Maddie.
I, Jeff, take you, Maddie.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In plenty or in want.
In plenty or in want.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my love.
And to you I pledge my love.
And Maddie, will you likewise repeat after me? I, Maddie, take you, Jeff.
I, Maddie, take you, Jeff.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In plenty or in want.
In plenty or in want.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
According to God's holy ordinance.
According to God's holy ordinance.
And to you I pledge my love.
And to you I pledge my love.
It is well when we enter into solemn agreement with one another to set aside some reminders of what we have promised. May I have the tokens of commitment you obtained for your wedding day. You have selected these rings as a tribute of your marriage covenant. The precious metal fittingly represents the precious ties uniting you as husband and wife. The unending circle of these rings appropriately represents the unending nature of your commitment to each other. No trial or difficulty will break your vows. Only death may sever this bond. Each time you look at these rings, let them remind you of this day and of your pledge of faithfulness. Jeff, as a ceaseless reminder of this hour and of the vow you have taken, place this ring, the symbol of your love, on the hand of your wife and repeat after me. With this ring, I you wed.
With this ring, I you wed.
With steadfast love, I you endow.
With steadfast love, I you endow.
And all my earthly goods.
And all my earthly goods.
With you I share.
With you I share.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And Maddie, as a ceaseless reminder of this hour and of the vow you have taken, place this ring, the symbol of your love, on the hand of your husband and repeat after me. With this ring, I you wed.
With this ring, I you wed.
With steadfast love I you endow.
With steadfast love I you endow.
And all my earthly goods.
And all my earthly goods.
With you I share.
With you I share.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jeff and Maddie will now symbolize their wedding in this unity ceremony. The canvas that you see here represents a new marriage. It waits to be filled with what both Jeff and Maddie will bring to this masterpiece. They're two distinct people, each capable of going their separate ways, but God's plan for marriage is reflected in 19:5, where Jesus said, "For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh." From now on, their thoughts must be for each other rather than for their individual selves. Their plans shall be mutual, their joys and sorrows experienced together. As each takes the paint and together apply it to the canvas, what is left will represent the blending of their lives into one. Together, their lives will create a new work of beauty for the glory of the Lord.
Forever could never be long enough for me. Feel like I've had long enough with you. Forget the world now, we won't let them see. But there's one thing left to do. Now that the weight has lifted, love has surely shifted my way. Say you will. Say you will. Together could never be close enough for me to feel like I am close enough to you. You wear white and I wear out the words I love you. And you're that the wait is over, love has finally showed her my way. Marry me today and every day. Marry me. If I ever get the nerve to say hello, say you will. Say you will. Promise me you'll always be happy by my side. I promise to sing to you when all the music.
Let's pray. Lord, by your decree, the universe and all that is in it was set in motion. By your power, it continues with precision and order. By your grace, we enjoy life in this world that you have created. We are witnesses this day to the union of two lives. As Jeff and Maddie begin their life as one, we dedicate this marriage to you. May you be the center of their life, their relationship, their home. May you be the sustainer of their joy, their love, their hope. May you be the keeper of their faithfulness, their hearts, and their future. In times of gladness, may they remember your generosity. In times of hardship, may they rest in your grace. In times of sorrow, may they find comfort in your love. Above all, may this new home bring honor, glory, and praise to the one who is above all, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our center, our sustainer, our keeper, in whose name and by whose grace we pray. Amen. Jeff and Maddie, as you have openly declared your wish to be united in marriage, and as you have made these solemn promises before God and these witnesses, confirm the same by giving and receiving the marriage rings. I, Rob Fowler, a minister of the gospel, legally authorized by the state of Ohio to do so on this 12th day of May, 2018, pronounce you lawfully wedded husband and wife. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Jeff, you may kiss your bride. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And it is now my privilege to introduce you for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs. Jeff Travaglianti.
Everlasting love, this will be the one I've waited for. This will be the first time anyone